This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's now hear more about the economic impact of the GEO prison. Leanne Russell is the president of the Lake County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us.
You're very welcome, sir.
So when the prison closed back in 2017, how hard was the Lake County economy hit?
As far as I'm aware, it was very tough on all of the people that were hired and got let go. As far as the community is concerned, we survive.
Did the merchants,
only because we have to.
I was going to say, did the merchants see it down? Did they lose business because of that in a substantial way?
Well, I'm sure that the and everything else did lose business in the restaurants. As far as the regular businesses, I'm not aware how drastic it was, a change, but I know it did affect some of them.
With this reopening as an immigrants-only prison, what kind of economic benefit are you expecting now?
I would say that probably we would expect that maybe the new employees would work in the area, live in the area, bring family to the area. So hopefully that will be a big boon to the real estate market and then also to the rest of the businesses.
Visitors to prisons often visit restaurants, buy gas, and so on. Are you expecting an immigrants-only prison to have as many visitors and the same kind of economic benefit to local merchants?
I would think that probably it would, because the other one didn't have as many visitors either.
The report from Interlochen Public Radio indicated GEO has hired 69 Lake County residents. That's about one out of four jobs. Is that enough to your mind?
If they pass the qualifications, absolutely. There are specific qualifications being hired, and the person wanting to be hired can pass it, then definitely.
Would you like to see more Lake County residents hired?
Absolutely, if they apply for the job. They have to apply in the first place.
Right. Some people disagree with the federal government's current immigration policies. You could see protesters in the county in Baldwin. How do you think the community will react to that?
If the community reacts to it, I believe they'll react in a very positive measure, because we want this business to succeed. And I don't think that type of thing should happen here. We are a very good community that loves people and tourists and everything else that happens here.
But still, there are going to be people from outside of the community who are going to visit, more than likely, and protest because of their opposition to what's happening regarding immigration policy. How will these people be received?
Probably with open arms. But they don't understand our community, and unfortunately, they have their own decisions to make, so I just feel that they've got to live with the decision they make.
This contract is for 10 years. What happens to Lake County after that? I mean, you just get to the point where you're used to this kind of economic impact, but it might be only a decade long.
10 years is better than none. And when you have something that opens and closes and opens and closes, contracts can be broken. This is a 10-year contract, and it can be broken. So we just live with the consequences that happen.
Is there anything else you'd like to know? Let us know about as far as this prison reopening again?
What I'd like you to know is that I believe as a community of a whole, we're very happy that it is opening, and we're welcoming everybody to the community with open arms.
Leanne Russell is the president of the Lake County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for talking with us.
You're very welcome, and have a lovely week.